Mandalore burned. Not all of it, of course, but enough that the smoke filled the air around her. Ahsoka Tano breathed it in. She knew what she had to do, but she wasn't sure it would work. Worse, she wasn't sure how long it would work, even if it did. But she was out of options, and this was the only chance she had left. She was there with an army and a mission, as she might have done when she was still Anakin Skywalker's Padawan. It probably would have gone better if Anakin were with her. "Be careful, Ahsoka," he told her before handing over her lightsabers and running off to save the Chancellor. "Maul is tricky, and he has no mercy in him at all." "I remember," she'd replied, trying to scrape up some of the brashness that had earned her the nickname Snips the first time they'd met. She didn't think the effort was tremendously successful, but he smiled anyway. "I know," he rolled his shoulders, already thinking of his own fight. "But you know how I worry." "What could happen?" Acting more like her old self was easier the second time, and then she found that she was smiling too. Now, the weight of her lightsabers in her hands was reassuring, but she would have traded them both for Anakin's presence in a heartbeat. She could see Maul, not far from her now. Smoke wreathed his black and red face, though it didn't seem to bother him. He'd already put aside his cloak, battle readiness oozing from his stance. He was in one of the plazas that wasn't burning yet, pacing while he waited for her. If she hadn't known that his legs were artificial, she never would have guessed they weren't the limbs he'd been born with. The prosthetics didn't slow him down at all. She walked toward him, determined. After all, she knew something she was pretty sure he didn't. "Where's your army, Lady Tano?" he called as soon as she was within earshot. "Busy defeating yours," she replied, hoping it was true. She wasn't going to give him the pleasure of seeing how much his calling her Lady Tano hurt. She wasn't a commander anymore, even though the battalion still treated her with the same courtesy they always had because of her reputation. "It was so nice of your former masters to send you out alone and spare me the exertion of a proper fight. You're not even a real Jedi." Malice dripped from his every word, and he bared his teeth at her. His was the kind of anger that Master Yoda warned the younglings about. The sort that ate a person whole and twisted every part of them until they were unrecognizable. Ahsoka shuddered to think what Maul must have suffered to become this way. Still, she was smart enough to use it to her benefit. She needed him angry enough to think he had the upper hand. "It'll be a fair fight then," she retorted, looking him up and down. "You're only half a Sith." That was rude for no reason. The type of thing that would have had Master Kenobi rolling his eyes. But Ahsoka couldn't bring herself to regret it. Taunting one's enemy was customary, and Ahsoka was going to use all the cards she was dealt, even if it wasn't polite. He was right, after all. She was no Jedi. Maul was stalking sideways, with a dark feline grace that was oddly hypnotic, and twirling the hilt of the lightsaber in his hand. Ahsoka tightened her grip on her own lightsabers, and then forced herself to relax. She needed him to come closer. It was a bit like meditation, this waiting. She knew it had worked against Maul before, on Naboo, when Obi-Wan beat him the first time. She reached out to the Force, and found it waiting for her, a comfort and a source of power. She opened her mind to it, and listened with every part of her that could. Then she moved, mirroring Maul across the plaza, and taking one step back for every step he took toward her. "No Jedi, but still a coward," he said. "Or did Skywalker forget to teach you how to stand your ground before he threw you aside?" "I left under my own power," she told him. In the moment, the words felt like the truth, despite the pain that lay underneath them. She ignored the hurt and refocused on her sense of balance, on Maul. "Of course. And I volunteered for that garbage pile and those first monstrous legs," Maul said mockingly. She felt his rage swell within him, almost to the breaking point, but not quite yet. He activated the lightsaber and quickened his steps. It was easy for her to pretend he'd caught her off guard, to stumble backward, away from his vengeful charge. "I'll bet you volunteered for this too, Lady Tano," he crowed.